Quiet Quitting: The Silent Scourge of Australian Workplaces. Commentary. The Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed that the unemployment rate currently stands at 3.9%. This is a respectable figure, considering that it averaged 6.6% from 1978 to 2024. The unemployment rate peaked in December 1992 at 11.2%, while the lowest rate on record was 3.5% in July 2022. The current situation suggests Australia is heading into a period of prosperity, near full employment following the unsettling COVID-19 disruptions. However, this figure, taken in isolation, does not account for quiet quitting. The concept of quiet quitting refers to the tendency among workers to limit their contribution to the business. These people intentionally fail to exceed, or even meet, the expectations of their employers and typically do not volunteer for tasks that otherwise might have improved their career path. Quiet quitting allows employees to still draw a wage, but remain disconnected from their job. How widespread has this become? The evidence of this practice is readily available. Tara Alas and Marino Mugyar-Baldacci, commenting in a McKinsey report, said it appears that between 20% and 40% of organizations' workforce is typically made up of quiet quitters. They add that this is a significant proportion of human capital that is not being fully utilized. Research suggests that such employees take more sick days, put in less discretionary effort, are less focused on delivering outputs, and may even make customers and coworkers unhappy. According to the Indeed/YouGov's 2022 Workplace Happiness Survey, 72% of Australian employees do not enjoy their job. The lack of job satisfaction, which nurtures the practice of quiet quitting, presents Australia with a difficult problem. For example, in universities, some academics may only be on campus to attend quasi-compulsory work meetings and teach weekly classes. For them, teaching is the worst activity of the week. Envisaging that unrealistic expectations could jeopardize their promotion chances, they might not do much research either. Another notable example that dovetails with the quiet quitting philosophy is the current campaign to entrench a 4-day work week in Australia. Although proponents of the 4-day week claim that a reduction in hours will not affect productivity, one must be gullible to entertain such an unbelievable claim. Also, the disconnect legislation currently considered by the federal parliament is another example. If implemented, it would enable employees to disconnect from work when their workday is finished. It imposes an obligation on employers to only contact their employees who have been rostered for after-hours work and receive appropriate compensation. How has it gotten to this point? Why is quiet quitting prevalent in Australia? There are, of course, the usual suspects, such as workplace stress, bullying on the job, and burnout. The threat of artificial intelligence has also exacerbated the problem because it has the potential to make jobs redundant. In such a context, job insecurity is a challenge, and employees may stay in a job for the wrong reasons. This too will increase incidences of quiet quitting. However, the most obvious reason is the work-from-home practice, so widespread during the COVID-19 era. This practice undoubtedly provided the ideal environment for quiet quitting because employees went unsupervised. Bayside Group, commenting on this practice, writes that working from home reduces casual interactions and dialogue, making it more difficult for managers to gauge employee morale, work habits, and well-being. They added that connection with an organization's people and vision are critical to engagement and work performance. It is ironic that quiet quitting is happening in a low unemployment climate when one would expect people to have opportunities for professional advancement and betterment. But the reality is that a significant section of the workforce has embraced the quiet quitting strategy to register their disenchantment. According to Gallup's State of the Global Workplace for 2023 report, in Australia, disengagement with work has soared to a high of 67%, 8% greater than the global average. It is necessary for employers to acknowledge the existence of this problem and provide opportunities that can keep workers in their jobs.